This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello. And welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. I am a huge advocate of maternal mental health, and I believe happy mama equals happy families. As a mom to a toddler, I'm exploring and learning new things every day. With Millennial Mama, I wish for moms to enjoy a real, fun, and hands-on approach to motherhood. And yes, that includes celebrating our failures too. So, let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Millennial Mama. The past year has been a bit of a curve, with us mamas being with our kids 24/7. We've had to take care of all their needs, including learning. So in today's episode, I have invited Trisha, an early learning enthusiast, to talk about homeschooling and share how she has been teaching her kids. Hi Trisha, how are you? Welcome to Millennial Mama.
Hi Sanchi, I'm good. Thank you so much and thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Trisha, I came across your page and you do a lot of homeschooling activities with your kids. And I just wanted to ask you, because given the situation we all are in and homeschooling has been the number one thing for the past year.
Yeah.
What is homeschooling? Like, is there a syllabus that you follow and how early can you introduce it to your child?
So homeschooling is nothing but schooling from home.
Right.
Basically, you will be following a syllabus or a curriculum for your child. Okay. And instead of sending them to a formal school, you would be teaching everything at your home.
Okay.
I don't think there is a specific age for homeschooling because I really have been homeschooling my children since they are born.
Okay.
Because I am a very enthusiastic mother. I love early education. I love early childhood learning. So okay. Since they're born, you know, small things like reading and general skills and practical skills right. are something that I think we all have been teaching our children at home.
Yeah.
It becomes more significant since from they turn 6. I think that's when they start elementary. And that's where you start actually following the curriculum. But before that, we all have been homeschooling and we do knowing unknowingly. It's just that we don't follow a specific curriculum. But right. we're teaching our children.
Right.
And preparing okay. them for the future. So, yeah.
Okay. And Trisha, keeping in mind the current global situation, at least in India, most parents are very wary about sending their kids back to school, you know. So do you think homeschooling could be the future worldwide, or do you think it is something that will phase out in the next year or so, considering the vaccine has just come?
So homeschooling is massive. If you go outside India, it's not huge because for us Indians, traditional school is something which we have learned and what we look forward to. But it's huge when you go outside India. Like, for example, I live in Vietnam.
Right.
And we have Vietnamese schools here okay. that which are local. And then there are international schools. Now, the problem here is obviously you do not want to send your child in Vietnamese school because it's... Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be living in Vietnam. You're going to probably be leaving the country and it's not global education. You know, they don't basically cover all aspects of learning that you would want your child to learn.
Right.
Now, you have another option, which is international curriculum. But the schools are so expensive. To just give you an example, what we would spend for our children in India for for graduation is what I would spend in 1 year for a grade one child here.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. It's around $24,000 to $25,000 a year for a grade one child.
Okay.
So you know it's very difficult then. Where would you send your child? There's one part where you can't afford, and the other one is not good enough. So then you end up keeping them at home, and then you think of homeschooling.
Okay. Yeah.
Which a lot of the parents here are doing.
Okay.
Especially as expats, because they know they're going to leave the country sooner or later, and they want their children to be prepared to wherever they go.
Right.
So I think homeschooling is massive outside India. India is just picking up now because obviously because of the circumstances right now, people have realized that, you know, it's scary and a bit more dangerous to send their children to school, and keeping them at home, at least for this year, you know, was the thing. But I do not think saying everything and what I've learned with homeschooling, I don't think this is the future. Okay. Children need to learn a lot more. When they go to school, they are exposed to a lot more. At the end of the day, we are parents. And when we teach them at home, you know, we are teaching them according to what we have learned and our experiences.
Right.
And when they go to school, it's very diverse. It's socializing and meeting other children, meeting other teachers, following their instructions. I think it's very, very different to what we do at home.
Right.
So, yeah.
So I actually want to follow up this question. I was chatting with Katerina Folkman from One Up Journey. I don't know if you know her.
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah. So she talks a lot about unschooling. Her daughter was in school in Delhi, and then we moved to Himachal, and she's now unschooling her daughter. I wanted to understand from you, what is the difference between homeschooling and unschooling?
So homeschooling is setting a time aside for a particular curriculum in a very structured way, like how you would do in a school.
Right.
But from home, so that is homeschooling. Now, unschooling, on the other hand, is teaching your children through their experiences. You're not following a structured way of learning. You're not following a curriculum. You're following their needs and you're following their interests. And you learn throughout the day. So you're not sitting down, for example, at 8 a.m. that it's school time. Okay. You are learning. You're going out. You're stepping out. You're talking. You're going to museums. You're visiting zoos. And you're learning through your experiences through life.
Okay.
And that's unschooling. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that. I want to ask you, if a parent chooses to homeschool, you know, especially expats who are living somewhere else, they're choosing to homeschool, how should they prepare themselves to school their kids? Like, do they need to learn or pick up on certain activities or take certain classes? How does it work?
So there are a few key aspects you need to prepare yourself and keep in mind before you start homeschooling.
Okay.
So homeschooling, one needs to know that homeschooling still needs a budget.
Okay.
You know, so that's
as
the
in
first
buy,
thing.
Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So you need to buy these. So you're going to follow a certain curriculum, right? So you need to buy these resources. You need to have those worksheets. You need to have everything ready before you start homeschooling.
Okay.
So because at the end of the year, the child needs to know what he needs to know in school also.
Right.
A school is following a curriculum. By the end of the year, even your child being at home, because you're at home, even if you're homeschooling, the child needs to be where the child is in school by the end of the year.
Right.
So you need a lot of resources, because for school, it's a lot more easier, right? Like they have, and especially with young children, it's not just worksheets and books. It's a lot of things to do with motor skills and practical life lessons, you know, and things like that. So you need to have a lot of resources, which you really need to keep a budget aside for. So that's the first key point.
Okay.
I think you have to pick a curriculum which suits your budget, because you're paying for that curriculum.
Okay.
So that being one. Second, you have to finalize and choose a curriculum which you think you can follow with your child easily, and which works for your family.
Right.
So for example, for us, because I have understood that we might or might not be going back to India
Yeah.
And because we have been leaving abroad, we have been living in abroad for over 12 years now, and my kids are born in UAE, both my children. And now we are living in Vietnam, and we really don't know where we are moving from here, but this is not our permanent base.
Right.
So I need to pick a curriculum which is very global, and which my children can follow in whichever country they go.
Okay.
And which also suits their interest and my, you know, at the end of the day, I'm an Indian parent. Right. I focus a lot on academics and, you know, things like that.
Okay.
So for me, unschooling is a very difficult thing to pick on.
All right.
Yeah. So if I have to choose a curriculum, I chose British curriculum for my children.
Okay.
Because for me, it works. It works for me because it's an easier way for me to follow it, because it's practical life lessons. It's not mugging up. It's so if when it comes to mathematics and when it comes to English and everything, it's they teach you in a way that you will be using those skills on an everyday basis.
Okay.
So, you know, for us when we were younger, mathematics was going to school and learning mathematics. We didn't know how to apply it on a daily basis.
Right.
After until I grew up, till very recently, I realized, okay, this is how I'm going to use mathematics in our day-to-day life. But what British curriculum does is, from a very young age, from a child, when a child is in grade one or grade two, they focus on how you would use that mathematics on your day-to-day life.
Okay.
So I think that's one reason why I went for that.
Okay.
Now coming back to how we would prepare ourselves for homeschooling.
Right.
The third point would be setting your goals, setting your weekly and monthly goals.
Okay.
So for mathematics, you have to break it down to, you know, the topics that you're going to cover in that year, and then breaking it down to monthly and weekly goals.
Okay.
Also finding links and preparing your worksheet and resources. It's very important because these are young children. You have to have everything ready before they come to the table, because their attention span is not very long.
Right.
So having a specific time of the day aside, keeping a specific time of the day aside, preparing your learning space with all the resources that you need, with the stationery, proper lighting, is very important.
Right.
Also, dividing the topics, like I said, and making sure that it's not just English and mathematics and science you're focusing on, but there are a lot of other things our children learn when they go to school, like arts and outdoor play and music and instrument and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to cover.
Right.
It's very, you know, it comes very, when you think of it, it's like, it's okay, I will homeschool my child. I mean, especially when they're younger, that what do I have to cover? It's just English and science and maths.
Right.
But when you actually go to school and when you spend time, you'll realize there's a lot more they are doing than just learning numbers and alphabets.
Yeah,
and
I know. Sorry, it just sounds so overwhelming when you have said like all these pointers, because that's not something you think about. When you consider, as you said, homeschooling, you know, feel like, yeah, okay, worksheets and stuff, but you don't consider that, oh, I have to have a defined goal. Where do I see my child month on month?
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's not fair then, if you're not prepared, it's not fair to remove the child from that school and keep them at home. And if you're not covering everything else, because at the end of the day, they need to be where other children are by the end of the year, like I said.
Right.
And if you think that, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. In a sense, you're not only homeschooling your child, but you're also homeschooling yourself then, because you have to get yourself to understand so many more things. And,
exactly.
You know, keep in mind so many more things. And I'm sure no parent knows it all, right? Like we don't know.
Even
everything.
I don't. Yes, we don't. Yeah,
so we
are
also first learning and then
learning.
Teaching.
Yes, yes. I'm learning by the day. Really, I'm telling you, since I've had my elder daughter, it's been 6 years, I have been learning every day with her. It's a process for her and it's a process for me on a daily basis. We have really been learning. And especially this year that I've been homeschooling, I've learned a lot more.
Of course. I can
and
totally
I think my
imagine.
Yeah. And my favorite part about homeschooling is at least I know where my child stands.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So all children, I mean, even though I have two girls, they're extremely different from each other when it comes to learning.
Right.
And how they grasp things. You know, at 4 and 6, like I see them and I'm same parent, you know, from same parents. So imagine there are children in a class from different parents and different belongings, and they come from like different areas and different parts of the world.
Right.
So it's very, very difficult to put them in one class and tell them that you need to learn everything this way.
Right.
So because of,
I want to ask you something, because you said that you have two kids, 4 and 6, and they're so different from each other and from the same parent, right?
Yes.
So in homeschooling, or, you know, those earlier there used to be like this Gurukul schooling
system.
Don't you think the attention is a lot more? Because as you said, in a class, there are what, at least 20 to 30 kids, right?
And yes.
At the most, two teachers, three, it depends where you are. So don't you think the attention and the focus you can give your child is a lot more?
Definitely, because it's one-on-one learning.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, because you're working one-on-one with a child, you know how the child is going. So you can slow it down if you need to, because you don't have to finish a curriculum or you don't have to finish a topic by end of this week. It's right. Okay to push it if you think your child needs it.
Right.
Yeah. So that way, I think homeschooling is great, because at the end of it, you know how much your child is absorbing.
Right.
By all of this that you're doing. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Just continuing the same topic, what are the things to remember while homeschooling your toddlers and kids? You know, because I have a toddler, she's going to be 2 right. next week. You know, we had planned to send her to like a pre-kindergarten school last July, you know, just
right.
for her to, just for us to get a break, and honestly, her to meet some people outside
socialize.
Of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Because I don't have many, I don't have friends who have babies. You know, I was the first one.
Right.
So, now I'm trying to like read to her as much as possible. We do charts like in a fun way whenever she wants to. But what are the things I should keep in mind when I'm trying to teach her, like when not to go overboard? Like how do I make this distinction?
Right. So specifically while teaching toddlers or young children, it's the first thing you need to keep in mind is their attention span is really less.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everything comes with like time and age, and they can't focus for too long.
Right.
So you have to make sure that you prepare the activity before well in advance. You have to make it short and you have to make it fun.
Okay.
So it can't be too lengthy. You can't do worksheets with them. It has to be in a play way.
Right.
They should think, and I think most importantly as parents, we should understand that learning should be fun. You
right.
know, so they would like to do it more often. It should not be ki, you know, it's time for studies.
Right.
I think that's how we have been kind of raised when we were younger.
Yeah.
So it was very difficult. So when it came to studying, we're like, oh my God, it's time for studies. And I do not want my children to feel that.
Okay.
It should be like, yay, it's time for work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's very important to keep in mind, especially when you're teaching young children.
Okay.
Because it can very easily become that I do not want to do mama because this is too complicated or it's too boring.
Right.
So, and there are a few things that you need to keep in mind when the kids are very young. There are a few skills that they need to know. For example, things like communication, things like critical thinking, language skills, motor skills, social skills,
right.
and imagination skills. So we cannot sit down and be like, okay, it's time to do numbers and time to do alphabets. But there are other practical life skills that they need to learn to succeed eventually in life.
Right.
Or to be ready for school, you know,
right.
I would say.
Okay. Okay. And Tushar, last question before I let you go. What is a good and easy way to start this process? How do you get yourself accustomed to it?
So I think a great way to start homeschooling would be to build your tribe.
Okay.
Find parents who are homeschooling around you.
Okay.
Basically connect with those parents, because you get to learn a lot more. You know, you're not in this alone.
Yeah.
So find your tribe, find your people, connect to these people in your community or in your city or wherever they are. Or if you want to, if you can connect to them online, even great, you know, and also get to know your child's preference and get to know your teaching style.
Okay.
You really need to have a lot of patience and be calm when it comes to homeschooling.
Okay.
We can't rush through things. We cannot teach them for 8 hours like they're doing in school, you know. So know that 1 hour or 2 hours of homeschooling is enough.
Okay.
Know that the quality is more important than the quantity.
Right.
You know, and like I said before, finalize the curriculum, prepare your space. Very important. Prepare that time. Make sure you follow the same time every day. So children know, children when they're younger, they like to know what's coming next.
Right.
So it can't be different every day. You can't wake up one day and say, today it's time for breakfast and we are heading out. And next day you're like, it's time for learning.
Right.
So make a brief schedule for your children so they know what's coming next. They know what to prepare for. It's not a surprise for them.
Okay. All right.
And most importantly, have fun during the process, because children, they pick on our vibe. They pick on how we are feeling. So if we are stressed, they'll be stressed.
Right.
So have fun while you're doing it so they have fun.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much, Tusha. This really gave me such a new and fresh look into homeschooling, you know, because you mentioned some things I had not even thought of. So thank you for that. And it was such a pleasure to have you here.
You're most welcome, Saji. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk about homeschooling, because I've been doing it for so long and it's really nice to share it with others.
Trisha shared some great tips and insights, and I feel so much more confident and better prepared now. If you would like to follow Trisha's journey, her Instagram handle is @exploringwithmom. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.